The Mishnah in Zayin Aleph had the case of Machlokas between Rav Meir and Nachamim regarding whether or not a Kohen can check in person for Tzaras or not on Chol HaMoed. And then the Gemara went into details of which checking is that. Is that the preliminary checking of Tzaras? Is it a later stage of Tzaras? And then going into the detail of what does the Mitzorah actually care about more? Is it would it ruin his Chol HaMoed and his Yantif to be in exile from everyone, or just that he shouldn't be able to be with his wife? So that allows the Gemara to ask the question of Lamimra, the Mukhla Mutar B'Tashmash Amita. Are we to say that a Mukhla, one who is a confirmed Mitzora, is allowed to engage in marital relations? So we have here a Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said it's permitted, Rabbi Yossi says it's Asur. One case that's brought down to try to support that it'd be permitted is from Yosam, who is the son of Uzziahu, that it seems like Yosam was born during Uzziahu's a majority of his reign, 25 years of his reign, that was already had Tzaras. The long Tosos Yosam, if you like numbers, calculates how you figure this out. But the next Tosos is also interesting. So Rav Yossi derives from a Kal v'chomer, Galei Rechamana b'meisfiro, v'kol shekein b'meichuluto. If the Torah tells you that Tashmish Shemitah is forbidden during the 7 days of counting, right? Because at that point he's already going to become clean. So Kol Shekein B'Mechiluto. So Kol Shekein, he can't have Tashmish Shemitah when he's actually for sure Mitzorah and not yet on the path of becoming clean from it. But Rav Yehuda holds, Mai de Gali Gali, Mai de Lo Gali Lo Gali. Whatever the Torah says in terms of the 7 days, that's the only issue. But Tashmish Shemitah for a Mitzorah that's Mukhla would not be an issue. So Tosos, Dira Masl, Mai de Lo Gali Lo Gali. Basically, he's going to ask, how does Rabbi Yehuda ignore the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yossi? So says Tosos, Yesh Makshin, Lama ein Rabbi Dorish Kal v'chomer, Ha'adam Dan Kal v'chomer Yatzmo. Why doesn't Rabbi have a Kal v'chomer if one can in fact have a Kal v'chomer such as this? V'shem Yesham Pircha. So maybe you could say that Rabbi Yehuda had a Pircha, a challenge against his Kal v'chomer. Oh, Shem Mitzora Chiddushu. Maybe the case of Mitzora is a Chiddush. So you can't apply new laws through a Kal v'chomer for a Chiddush, meaning you only have what you have at face value. Onami shiva yamim mashma miyu lafuke yamei chiluto. When you have the pasuk that talks about shivas yamim, that's a miyu, that excludes everything else to exclude yamei chaluto. V'idach the masrech lugufei. And the other opinion, Rav Yossi, he obviously needs that pasuk, and it's not as an exclusion at all. So why does Rebbe disagree with this? So mihu min dechsev bei lo shmavina lemute. Since the word lo appears there, that would indicate that there's a mute in this case that excludes any other case except for his count of 7 days. In the next Tosos, yesh yom sha'ataroba v'yesh yom sh'iataroba. So we understand that certain days where it doesn't pay for the Kohen to check the person in question at all, because he only stands to lose by it, we don't want to mess up his yantif, chasan, we don't want to ruin his chasana and his shevar brachos. So in cases like that, so the Gemara suggests, don't check at all, you know, sort of until proven guilty, so to speak, until proven tameh. It's nothing, even if it looks like tzaras and smells like tzaras, and this is obviously tzaras. So this all fits nicely with Rav Yossi, who says that the Kohen should not look at the tzaras in this case. For Rav Meir, who says you should do it on Chol HaMoed Lekula, so how does that fit in? So Tosos over here is going to ask within Rav Meir, if Rav Meir sees everything Lekula, why is there such thing as Yom She'i Ataroba Tema? Rav Meir, Lama in Aro Lahakel. So according to Rav Meir, why doesn't the Kohen see it to be lenient? Because, again, you could always do it to be lenient, according to Rav Meir. V'od, Lamai, the Perish, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Re, according to the Re, everyone agrees that at the time of Hesker, we could be lenient to see it, even for Chasan, even during a festival, during Yantif. Also, according to the Re, why do we have to clear everything out of the house before the Kohen comes to see it? That seems to be an unnecessary tircha, if in fact it might be Tahor. So if it's Tameh, the Kohen won't be Mitame immediately because he's only going to do it Lekula. And then they could clear at the house before he's Mitame. So Tosos has all these questions. If, according to Rav Meir, you could always be Roa to be Mako, so why would we even suggest that there'd be a time where you couldn't do it?